Stock, this is trading on Flora Gibb, G-I-B-B, G as in George, Gibb Flora, F-L-O-R-A. Date of consultation was 1/27/22. Date of birth is 7/8/38. Please make a copy for Dr. Patricia Fredette, F-R-E-D-T-T-E, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion for 6 months. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 83-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity for more than 6 months. Had been on a albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, and also has used a Trilogy inhaler, and continues to have some shortness of breath, but denied any chest pains, wheezing. Wheezing, period. The patient has some reflux symptoms and has an occasional cough, but denied any fevers or chills and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for tonsillectomy and history for chronic kidney disease as well as hypertension. She has had gout and history for asthma, and has discoid lupus, period. She also was treated for atrial fibrillation and had hypothyroidism and had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a brain tumor. Mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and no recent weight loss. She has no glaucoma. Then she has vertigo and no headaches. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has asthmatic symptoms with wheezing and shortness of breath. She has some abdominal pains and constipation with irritable bowel. She also has occasional chest pains and palpitations and leg edema and anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches and has gout and has numbness of the extremities but no blackouts, no skin rash. Next paragraph, med list included allopurinol 100 milligrams BID and allopurinol 20 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Coreg 25 milligrams BID, levothyroxine 25 micrograms a day, lovastatin 40 milligrams a day, and tramadol 50 milligrams PRN, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID PRN, and albuterol inhaler PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140/80, pulse is 82, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 172, saturation 98. HENT abnormal, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the basis, with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses, Reflex of the OnePlus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number four, depression. And number five is ataxia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules or infiltrates. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. A CBC IgE level will be done. She was advised to use Brio Ellipta 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff daily. Continue with Lysix 20 milligrams a day and potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents daily. And digoxin 0.125 milligrams a day. The patient will come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. She also was advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, Q6 hours PRN for shortness of breath. I'll make an addendum report in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Dr. Patricia Fredette, FREDETTE, MDM. Thank you. It's Dr. D'Souza.